At the House January 6th Committee final meeting today, the vote was unanimous to recommend criminal charges against former President Trump and others. They say they have evidence of obstruction of an official proceeding of the U.S. government, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and insurrection. Kimberly Atkins-Store is senior opinion writer and columnist at the Boston Globe. Hi, Kim.
Hi there, Jane.
What stood out to you about today's final hearing and these criminal referrals?
Well, a few things. One was the fact that there were actually four referrals mm-hmm. that were made, the three you just named, as well as conspiracy to make false statements. And that was with respect to that phony elector scheme that whereas people from various states submitted false electors in an attempt to change the results of the election. I didn't see that one coming, but it really sort of crystallized what the committee has been doing for the better part of the year and plugged in all the information that they've been revealing to the public and really condensed it down to how they meet, in their belief, the elements of these four crimes against Donald Trump and others, including his attorney, John Eastman, and sent it to the DOJ to make that final determination.
We've mentioned that this referral does not carry any legal weight. It does not force action by the Department of Justice. But the evidence presented by the committee seems so unequivocal. Does that make the DOJ's job easier, or will some of these charges be difficult to prove?
Yeah, in a nutshell, no. The DOJ, they bring charges when the evidence leads them to do that. And that is not contingent upon what this committee or anyone else thinks. But there are attorneys on this committee. There are former prosecutors on this committee. And so they clearly understand how the DOJ works and clearly crafted this in a way to be as persuasive as possible. But it's also important to know that one of the jobs of this committee is not just to make these referrals, but also to make a record for the American people and for the future Congress itself. To determine whether laws need to be changed to prevent something like this from happening again.
And from a political perspective, how do you see this all playing out, especially as Trump is running for president again?
Yeah, a couple of ways. If we do see charges brought, particularly under the insurrection statute, that in itself comes with a prohibition against running for federal office. So that will obviously make a big impact on Donald Trump's candidacy. But I think also we have already seen in the wake of January 6th some weakening in support for Donald Trump. I know Republicans have told me that they are sort of tired of all of this and Donald Trump, and maybe it's time for the party to move in a different direction. So given criminal liability on top of all the other things, not to mention the other legal problems Donald Trump has, it could have a weakening effect on his support moving forward. So we'll have to see. Mm.
Is there a timetable, or what is the timetable for the DOJ's next move in about 10 seconds?
Yeah, no. The DOJ moves on its own timetable. It always has. They want to get it right as opposed to getting it done quickly.
Kimberly Atkins-Store, senior opinion writer and columnist at the Boston Globe. Kim, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.